Coaches shows continue here on KMZA. Week 6 of the high school football season, just a few weeks left in the regular season. Chance to talk to Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman. It is powered by Community Healthcare System, Main Star Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies as well. Well, after three losses to begin the year against three very good teams, Onega has bounced back with back-to-back victories over Lynn and Wetmore, 60-12 against Wetmore last week. Coach, you look at that ball game and able to kind of control the pace from start to finish. How pleased were you with your team's performance?
Yeah, we got off to a really good start, which is something that we haven't done a real good job of this year. So we got off to a really good start. The guys played nice, crisp, clean football. We had a little lull there, second quarter, but not a big deal. Wetmore, you know, they got a ton of heart, so they were scrappy and they played hard Friday night.
Yeah, you mentioned getting off to a really good start. You put up 38 points in the first quarter. You had over 200 yards rushing, 330 yards of total offense. But when you get in those games where it's a large margin at some point, at least a lot of coaches get an opportunity. It really depends on the numbers, but you get an opportunity to play some younger guys who may not have that experience in those situations. But, you know, how nice is it, regardless of the situation, when there is a large margin that you can play some of those younger guys to get those reps?
Yeah, we actually did do that. We rotated a little bit. Looking back on the game, I probably could have done a little bit better job of it. But we did. We got our next guys in line, some reps out there, and they did a great job.
When you look at the district and how it's shaping up right now, of course, it's a very challenging district with, you know, Hanover, Frankfurt, you know, Lynn and Wetmore, of course, in there as well. When you look at the district as a whole and you see how it's playing out to this point, is it what you've kind of expected to this point?
Yeah, I think so. I think that at the top, there's a little more parity. Axel's kind of separated themselves a little bit this year, it seems like. But I think there is some more parity at the top this year, and I think we're in that discussion a little bit.
Well, Onega will have their next two games on the road. It starts this week. They go to Beloit St. John's Tipton. We will talk about that matchup right after this. Continuing with Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman, it is brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Main Star Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. Coach, back-to-back wins, team 2-3, 2-2 district record right now. You go on the road to Beloit St. John's Tipton. The Blue Jays are 3-2. They have won back-to-back games as well over Southern Cloud and most recently Pike Valley. When you watch them on tape, when you put the scouting report together, what stands out about them?
Well, they're athletic. They got a good mix of size and speed. Have an excellent quarterback and Eitzman out there. He was there last year, gave us trouble last year. You know, he really stands out on tape. He's a fast guy. He's an athletic guy. And they have three or four complimentary players to go with him, and then mix in some size. They're a very good football team.
One of the questions I like to ask the coaches, you know, when they step out of league play, you mentioned, of course, this is a team that you saw last year, but of course you're a little more familiar with teams inside the TVL. You mentioned size and speed and kind of a good mix there, but is there a team you can somewhat compare them to in that regard to the Twin Valley League? Is there a team that's kind of similar to what they do together, you know, so to speak?
Well, we're kind of comparing them a little bit to Hanover, actually. They run multiple sets, the athleticism out there. So probably a little bit to Hanover, honestly.
So when you look at the prep and the practices throughout the week and you do have that similar comparison, should it at least make it a little bit easier throughout practice, at least having that, you know, those similar features, you know, making it a little bit easier on the preparation?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not necessarily easier, familiar maybe, but we actually know this team pretty good. We played them twice in the play-in game the last 2 years, so this is the fourth time we'll play them, and 4 years here, so we're actually fairly familiar with St. John's. You know, we've got a fair amount of tape on them. We've seen them, we've played them, so we're relatively familiar with them. Don't know exactly what they're going to do, but I think we have a little bit of an idea.
Well, both these teams have won two straight. Obviously, you guys want to keep that momentum rolling this week. What are the expectations, and what are going to be the keys to a win this week?
We're going to go out, we're going to play our style. You know, we're going to do what we do. We're going to be physical. We're going to play hard, and hopefully we can take care of the ball, limit the mistakes, and hopefully something good will happen.
Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman joining us. Again, it is brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Main Star Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies as well. They go to St. John's Tipton, the Blue Jays, and the Buffaloes coming up on Friday night. Another key matchup with just now 3 weeks left in the regular season. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time, and good luck this week.
Thank you very much.